isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-through. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot had an accident while out of town recently at a granddaughter's wedding, and I understand you've got some people to thank.
I'd like to thank everybody for being so wonderful to me. I'm still in a wheelchair for a while, but hopefully that'll come to an end pretty soon. After my accident in Seattle, I got so many cards and so many phone calls and care packages that I just want to say thank you, that I've got the best friends and customers in the whole wide world.
Sometimes it takes something like this to realize how many people care for us.
That's so true, Larry. I have been astonished at the amount of cards I've gotten. When I was in Seattle in rehab, the little gray lady was astounded with all of the cards that I got every day. She said, "You sure are popular." I said, "I've got great friends."
And you have a big event coming up.
Christmas open house is December the 1st. It's Saturday, and it's 9 to 6. We'll serve some light refreshments from 12 until 4, but there will be tremendous sales.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's almost turkey time. This is your Thanksgiving countdown.
Just 7 days remain to order the Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson golf match on pay-per-view. Because if there's one thing that puts people to sleep on the couch faster than watching the Detroit Lions, it's two middle-aged men playing golf.
Happy Thanksgiving.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Today, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets that special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators have gone absolutely nuts and are a disgrace to the nation. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican, says he won't vote for any of the president's judicial nominees unless there's a vote on legislation to protect Mueller from being fired.
The president now has this investigation in his sights.
The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says,
"I think it's in no danger, and so I don't think any legislation is necessary."
In Northern California,
8 more bodies were found in the ruins of Paradise, bringing the death toll from the campfire to 56. And the number of homes destroyed in this fire just soared. 8,650 homes gone. The total number of structures destroyed, 10,321. And sadly, 130 people, almost all senior citizens, remain unaccounted for, and relatives fear the worst.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Paradise, California. This is Fox News.
Are you traveling this holiday season? Well, this morning show is portable. You can take it on planes, trains, and automobiles. Wake up with Greg Budell and Jay Scott.
Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Ah! No! No! Emily Hayes.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Start by wiping that dumbass smile off your rose cheeks.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I broke the law, and for that I'm really sorry. I am. It'll never happen again. However, you impound our car. I'm going to be unable to get my friend here home in time for his Thanksgiving dinner.
So stuff that bird and stick it in the oven. Here comes three men and a lady.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game.
Bears got a good team this year. They're going to go all the way.
Sometimes I like that movie, and sometimes it's... Anyway, a week from Thanksgiving at 8.06. 6 with yours truly, Greg Goodell.
Great Scott.
Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
The
adorable.
And occasionally, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now, offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
A cold morning out there with not only the 34 degrees and the clouds and the wind, but it just feels chilly out there. But it's not raining. That's a good thing. And cloudy this morning, but I think by midday and certainly into the afternoon hours, finally, there will be some rays of sun that erode through the clouds. It may take a little while for that to happen, but eventually sun will penetrate. A cold day today with a high around 44, northwest winds 10 to 15, mostly clear tonight. Freeze warning in effect, widespread frost after midnight. Overnight low temperature 30, that would be the first freeze of the season. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, nice recovery with a high around 58. The low tomorrow night around 37. And then on Saturday and Sunday, beautiful fall days. 65 Saturday, 67 Sunday, even Monday and Tuesday nice with highs in the mid-60s, and the big travel day Wednesday looks to be carefree around the southeastern U.S. and much of the east. I don't see any big storm systems that could be a domino effect situation for travelers. Right now this morning, that little light snow flurry out at the airport has concluded. And by the way, for all of you who have been calling and texting, we know there's light flurries out there. It's really not a big deal. 34 degrees now, west-northwest winds at 11, and the wind chill factor 26 here at 808.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
We are big, big fans of MPB, and that stands for Montgomery Peyton Body, because, you know, they've helped all of us out, some of us more than others.
I'm sorry.
I've been going there for more than 30 years, back when they were in their old location. In fact, I've been a big fan, and that's because they're meticulous about what they do. I mean, when Donnie Turner or Brandon Turner or any of the professionals over there are checking out your vehicle and assessing the problems, they're looking beyond the damage you can see. They're looking at what could be lurking behind that panel or behind that bumper because it's their attention to detail, and it's amazing to watch them work. They have a pad, and I'm thinking, what is he looking at right now? But when you get your car fixed there, it's going to be fixed the way it ought to be fixed. And by the way, the insurance companies love when I tell them that I'm going to take my car to Montgomery Paint and Body, because they're straight shooters over there, and they always have been. And then when you finally do get your car, the phone that call that your car is ready, you know that the car is not only fixed right, but it's also going to be detailed. And that's always a fun thing. When you see that vehicle, it's like it came off the showroom floor. Give them a phone call. The number's easy to remember, 27-WRECK with a W. So that's 27-WRECK. Or did I do that right? It's WRECK with a 27-WRECK with a W. All right? At Montgomery Peyton Body, they're off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. They'll fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
All right, down to the traffic dungeon for a quick update at 8:10 on Bread and Milk Thursday.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No accidents reported so far this morning. We do have several slow spots. 65 southbound from just north of North Boulevard all the way down to the interchange is pretty busy. Also seeing a lot of traffic on 85 southbound up around Chantilly Parkway and between the Boulevard and Ann Street. It's getting a little heavy in there. Also on Atlanta Highway up around Federal Drive. Also seeing some heavy traffic on the Eastern Boulevard, the southbound lanes between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Toys for Tots helps those who need it most at Christmas. Bring your new unwrapped toys to Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter now until closing on Monday night. Help make this the best Christmas ever. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the Tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There's so much Queen stuff coming out since that movie.
I'm seeing it Friday.
I want to check it out.
This is I guess this it's not political per se. It's about free speech. Do you mind if I preview this just a bit to see if it's worthy?
Is it risky?
No. No.
Okay.
All right.
And it's going to play now, right?
Maybe.
Is this to you?
Come on, fellas. You were working a moment ago.
Uh-oh.
It's like that frog.
What frog is that?
Yeah, the... Hello, my darling. Hello,
oh, yeah,
hello,
oh, yeah.
Ragtime.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. Nice.
Not bad.
It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
That's really good.
We'll debut that. Can I send that to you? Can you upchuck that for me this afternoon?
As long as it's not on Facebook.
Upchuck.
Yeah. If you can find it on YouTube, I can do it, but I can't do it from Facebook.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a good point. Yeah. You know, that's always a good point because how do you extract it from Facebook like that? There is a way to download it from Facebook. If you Google download from Facebook...
I will look it up on YouTube, but you know what we got to do now? We got to do a conundrum.
Oh.
We want to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And here's the deal. Since it's a week from Thanksgiving, some of you will probably have company arriving as early as this weekend. Oh, and that reminds me of another bit we have that I got to play. Hang on. Because this is another one of our timeless classics.
Okay.
The top pet peeve of guests staying at somebody else's house is being left alone. What's number two?
Number two.
Number two. What is number two? Top pet peeve, people staying at somebody's house is they're just left alone. What is the second pet peeve? 272-9228 is the number to call. Well, we had somebody on the line.
Yeah, he's gone.
He must have wanted...
And it's gone.
Probably want to tell us there was snow somewhere.
Snow somewhere. Yeah, we're by the way, we've been hip to that this morning. So what do you think it is? 272-9228. If being left alone is the number one pet peeve, what is the second of those who go somewhere for the holiday and spend a few days, what is their second biggest complaint besides being left alone? I don't know about you, but you kind of want to take a break from company once in a while, don't you? Even when you're staying somewhere, have a little... Not to be breathing down somebody's neck 24/7. 272-9228. So what's the second biggest complaint? Give us a call, and we'll start taking your answers right after this one-minute local newscast. CBS.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State Parole Board has submitted a 7-page action plan to address criticism from Governor Kay Ivey. The plan includes training of various personnel and creating a 7-member executive committee to implement improvements. The committee will hold its first meeting in 2 weeks. A Montgomery murder suspect is now in custody. Montgomery police say Christopher Dotson turned himself in Wednesday. He's charged in the shooting death of Adam Jordan. Dotson is being held on $150,000 bond. And the Salvation Army of Montgomery is preparing for the cold weather. They expect more people to show up to the shelter as the temperatures drop. The shelter will be open as a warming station if temperatures dip below freezing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We're not happy you're here.
You drive everybody crazy. You're hopelessly fat and lazy. You're constantly in the way here. So pack up your gear.
Yeah.
You're feeding your face. Yeah. You're taking up space. We wish you weren't living with us. We're not happy you're here.
Where's the refrigerator?
Correct us if we're mistaken. But those are long distance calls you're making. How long do you plan on taking advantage of us?
Hey, yeah.
We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. Get out of town.
Now!
That goes back a ways, and we got a board full of calls now, and this is what today's conundrum is kind of about, somebody who shows up and then becomes the beast that wouldn't leave. Number one complaint about people visiting is being left alone. What's number two? We start with Fred.
Not getting to watch the regular TV programming.
Oh.
A valid complaint. Is that it? No, but it's a good one.
Yeah, that's right. Don't have my channel list.
It's my.
Right, exactly.
Well, Fred,
I got you.
Well,
he had to go.
He had to hang up so he could call back in.
I think
Linda.
I think he was going out to see the snow.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good, Linda. How are you? Is it snowing where you is?
No snow here. I'm just trying to open my eyes.
Gotcha. What do you think the number two complaint of people staying in somebody else's house for the holidays is?
The bed is too hard or too soft.
Oh, that's good.
Don't go visiting relatives who don't have Mr. Sandman around. That is not it, but we love the guests.
But this one is just right.
Thank you.
Goldilocks.
Would you do that again for Rusty?
No.
Derek, what's the number two complaint of people staying at somebody else's house for the holidays?
I got to go with the ironic answer here. I want to say lack of privacy.
Lack of privacy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Left alone, lack of privacy. That is not it either, but it's a good guess.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I can see that.
Right. And leave your door open.
You know, I've been going down to visit Goose, and 90% of the time I've gone down there, I stay at my friend Kathleen. She's got it upstairs that she doesn't use, so I got the whole place to myself. It's great. I can watch what I want, you know.
That's nice.
I have not. It's been a long time since I've stayed somewhere where I had to be. Because I'm going to wake up at 2 and 3 in the morning, no matter what.
You have to be considerate and tiptoe.
I'd have to just lay there perfectly still.
Right.
Couldn't make coffee. You don't want to wake anybody up.
Right.
Not for me, thanks.
Right.
272-9228, east of the Rockies.
Hey, good morning. I just had a single snowflake hit my windshield, and I was going to ask everybody to turn the clocks and the horns off.
I was just kidding around with some of my meteorological friends here in town. They're going crazy. I'm going crazy. There's snowflakes, and everybody wants us to know. We know, and it's no big deal. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, Sherlock. Hey, look. I'm talking to your friends.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to give an answer, and I've got a comment with it if I could, whether I'm right or wrong. How about
Pets. Yeah, you may not want to get used to somebody else's pet.
Right?
All right. Pets. Could that be the winning answer? No.
Yeah, well, look, how about this? If you go to visit somebody and they've got a dog or a cat, that's the dog or cat's home.
Yeah.
Don't complain about it.
That's correct.
Yes.
Exactly. You're just a visitor. There you go.
I like it.
Get a room.
I just think it's really nice that Loretta and Irene let me live in the same house as them. Because that's not my house.
Yeah. How are they with newcomers?
Hang on.
Next time you have one of your Emily parties.
Irene is fine because she likes attention. Don't know where she is that from.
By the way, we'll be.
But Loretta, she'll hide out. If it's more than three people that have come over that she hasn't met yet, she'll hide in the bedroom. And if they're there for an extended period of time, she'll start to inch her way out. And get used to folks. But if it's just a couple of people, she usually sticks around, but she's just going to look at you and judge you.
Figure out how to kill you.
No!
Here's Hank.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today?
What do you think? What's the number two complaint of people who stay at somebody else's house during the holidays?
Well, I think I got a pretty good guess, but I don't know if I'm eligible. I'm calling from St. Thomas. I live there. I'm here working.
Oh, my God.
St. Thomas, Virgin Islands?
We're getting tired of getting calls from St. Thomas this morning.
But he's here working.
I'm kidding. Yeah, that's amazing. Thanks for calling,
sure.
man.
Sure. Pick it up and have lunch today if you want.
Sounds like you could be, you know, like in Wai. The call
so
is so
close,
clear.
Yeah. So what's your guess?
Okay, I'm going to say their choice in thermostat setting.
Oh, that's really good.
I love
that's
that. Guess, is that the winning answer?
No. It's not the answer, but that's really good.
And awesome. Y'all have a good day.
My dad told me that I could touch the thermostat when I started paying the electric bill.
Here's John C. I like that. You know what I did do once? I was staying, this is about 10 years ago. I offered $50 if I could just lower the AC another degree or two.
You offered $50?
I was staying with somebody with apparently very thin blood.
Is that when you were making stupid money?
No, I was.
Oh, no?
No, I just wanted to live.
Oh, okay.
Here's John.
Hey, I just wanted to get this.
What do you think? What's the numbers you can play to people who visit other houses for the holidays?
Well, does it have anything to do with the food?
Oh. Oh.
No, not the food, but it's a good guess.
Interesting.
By the way, everybody qualifies for our end of the week prize drawings, 272-9228, Robert E.
Yeah, we have snow flurries in downtown Montgomery.
Downtown?
I think he's trying to just chide me here.
Oh.
I did want to guess Wi-Fi speed.
Oh, I like that,
That's
too.
That's a modern complaint. Number two complaint, Wi-Fi speed.
No. Hey, your Wi-Fi sucks.
Thank you. I
what'd you say about my wife?
Yeah.
Rodney.
Yeah, guys. I wish everybody stopped with the snowflakes because I ain't going to be able to get a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk nowhere.
Yeah, right. I know. People are making such a big deal.
So what is the number two complaint of people staying at somebody else's house after being left alone was number one?
I think it is they complain about access to getting in the bathroom.
Bathroom access. Good. Hey, there's a bathroom on the right.
Right. No.
But that's the best guess so far.
That's a pretty good guess.
We're getting warmer.
Yeah.
All right, let's... Oh, the girl in the room is grossed out.
You know...
The girl.
Stephanie.
The girl in the room.
You're such a girl.
We have two now because Stephanie's on the line. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
What do you think the answer might be? Any guesses?
I think it may be being woken up too early.
Awakened too early.
Another good one.
That's your risk when you stay with me.
That's not the answer, but that's a good one.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay, thank you.
Nice voice. Linda.
Hi. I'm going to try again. My husband always complains about water pressure in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Well, lousy water, shower pressure. Boy, yeah, I'm thinking I'd never... It's not the winner, but
these
that's
are all great answers.
They are.
But it's not the one we're looking for.
But the bathroom... is the closest room to where the winning
answer is. Yes, it
is. Donner.
Big hint.
Well, I heard you say something about water pressure, and so I know my answer's not right, but I thought access to parking.
Access to parking.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you.
That's a good guess.
All right. Not what we're looking for.
Yeah. Beefing up those numbers for the Emily segment
The best
tomorrow.
Guess we've had involves the bathroom, folks.
Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Could it be bathroom cleanliness?
Okay,
that's good.
That's good.
That is good.
But we're in the right part of the house.
In a way, it's sort of. Well, let's see what Tanya has to say.
What do you say, Tanya?
I'm going to say no hot water.
Ooh. No hot water is.
You took all the hot water.
What is this? A Hess station on the side of the road? No hot water.
No hot water.
Are there Hess stations here?
Oh, no, I guess not.
Cold showers are just the worst, huh?
They are.
Yeah, they are. That's not it, Tanya, but we're in the right area. Thank you.
We appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
All right. They are celebrating Christmas at Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery Eye Lacey because what better gift to give yourself or a loved one than having your vision restored?
Right.
Man, that's the gift of a lifetime. Whether you're seeking a custom cataract procedure, LASIK, or any other vision correction surgical option, Montgomery Eye Physicians is there to help you and your loved ones see life clearly. At Montgomery Eye, you'll work with local board-certified surgeons. If you want to meet them online, go to onlinemep.com and watch Dr. Swan's video. It's incredibly informative. And just watching him, your confidence in their skill set will just grow. Montgomery Eye, you'll work with the very best, not just here in the city or in the state of Alabama, but on a national level. We are lucky to have them. If you have a Flex spending account, check out the Flex calculator on their website, onlinemep.com. to find out how much you could save on an elective vision procedure of any type. And for more information, you can call them at the office at 271-3804. 271-3804. From lenses to LASIK and all in between. Happy holidays to you from the Montgomery Eye Physicians team. They're on Vaughan Road right across from Chappie's Delis. All right, we're going to go down the line here before we go back to the traffic dungeon, starting with Hillbilly. What's the numbers you can play for people staying at somebody else's house?
How about too small of a kitchen?
Not it. Good guess. Where the bathroom is the closest room to the winning answer. Thanks for trying, Hillbilly. John.
Oh, how about somebody like a cow peeing on a flat roof?
What now?
I'm sorry, what?
See again.
When somebody's peeing in the bathroom.
I swear I thought he said when a cow is peeing on a flat roof.
That's what I thought I heard. That's the same lady that introduced the chief of traffic.
Well, I did say that.
John, thank you very much for the call. Zach.
Yeah, is it bathroom proximity?
Oh, that's good.
That's a good guess, but not the winning answer. What's in the bathroom?
He's giving you a hint every time he asks the question.
Master Thespian wants to give this an old Warhawk try.
I'm going to say that there's not enough soap in that bathroom.
Oh, now that's good, too.
That's so close.
That is really one of the best answers so far.
Yeah.
All right, it's not enough of something.
All right, Fred, you started this. Maybe you can finish it.
Maybe not. I'm going to try cheap toilet paper.
Cheap toilet paper?
News talk. Who's this?
No, you're so close.
No, you're close. But we can't accept it.
No toilet paper.
You got to call back and give us that, pal. Helen.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Helen.
My guess is a problem with toilet. Either it doesn't flush well.
Oh, a problem with the toilet.
Did you hear the last caller by any chance while you were on hold? Did you hear?
Oh, I didn't.
Okay.
Did they guess the same thing?
No, they guessed the correct answer, but with one word missing.
Oh.
Yeah, sort of.
First letter of your last.
Yeah, but then that's not it, Melanie.
No, that's Helen.
Helen. Oh, I'm sorry. Melanie's next.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Helen.
Melody wins. Yes.
The brand of toilet paper.
Brand. No, we've had that before, actually.
No, it's not the brand, but thank you.
We're dancing around the answer.
It's not the brand. It's obviously not cheap.
Something to do with TP. Melody, thank you for trying. Let's go to Ian.
No toilet paper?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think she put a dead. That's it.
Yay!
No toilet paper, and then you don't know where to go. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Sounds like you're bleeping out foul language.
Somebody is pushing buttons on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hang on. You won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Stay on the line.
Right.
Yay.
And here to tell you more about Seafood Bistro.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1. It's a sing-along.
Hot.
Hi, it's me, Emily.
Hi, it's me, Emily. Emily. I can't do this.
Forgot the other part.
And my sometimes friend, Jay.
And my sometimes friend, Jay.
For the hard of hearing.
Thank you, Kate. Oh, man, with friends like these, why not take them out to lunch? A good hearty lunch to keep you warm on these cold, snowy days.
Snowy days.
Visit 1651 Perry Hill Road, the Seafood Bistro. Let me tell you about Paul Doe and the slightest bit of frozen precipitation coming out of the sky.
Yes.
If we flashback, to the beginning of the year. That was my, my blue, blue, blue flashback sound. Rude J Anyway, if you go back to, it was January 17th, we got the snow and such. That's when the Seafood Bistro was at their old location. And who was there working, cooking up hot, tasty, Cajun goodness?
The city.
Paul Doe. Paul was open during the snowstorm. And that was helpful for us because we were living here at the radio station. So we could get fresh food. From a vending machine.
Will he be open during this snowstorm?
I will tell you, they are open today, Rich. They are open today, even with the threat of snow, the rumors of snow.
Don't encourage people. No, we're fine, folks.
So go see them. Warm up your bones. They've got everything from the lighter fare, like red beans and rice or gumbo, all the way up to shrimp and grits that'll get you warmed right up. The po' boys are fantastic. The boil bags are spectacular. And, of course, they have a massive selection of wings. Check it out online at theseafoodbistro.com. Follow them on Facebook. Use Waiter to have it delivered to you if you're afraid of the blizzard outside. And go tell Paul and Jessica we said, hey, at 1651 Perry Hill Road, The Seafood Bistro.
Wow, we're only 28 minutes from pulling into Camp News and Views.
Oh, hallelujah.
So we're going to take a break. We got our Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still no accidents reported this morning. We do have some slow areas, though. Let's run those down for you. About on East Boulevard, just south of Lagoon Park, and right before you get to I-85 in the southbound lanes, and also right before you get to Vaughan Road in the southbound lanes. Now, down in the downtown area, it's very busy this morning. Madison, Ripley, all those streets down there, all around the Capitol, all very busy so far this morning. Everything else looking really good. Interstate systems are all clear, and Atlanta Highway, up until about Federal Drive, looking real good. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving. You can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I have to put on my newsman suit.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What you say? shut up.
To feel this traffic report from Bobby D on the scene.
There's a big wreck there. Right as you're coming down in the downtown off Decatur, Norman Bridge, Union, there at Arba. It happens pretty often, but you know how that goes.
Restate the location for this wreck again, please.
Right there at the intersection of Arba and Decatur.
All right. We appreciate the call, man.
Headed into downtown.
We'll get that down to the traffic dungeon. We appreciate all the help at 834 with this helpful reminder.
Thank you for calling the Healthcare Benefits Enrollment Helpline. You probably should have called a week or two ago when you received your enrollment package. But no, you waited until the last possible minute and now want to sign up. Let me see what I can do. Sorry, it's the end of my shift. Please try again tomorrow.
Great gift ideas for Christmas begin at the Kelly Fitzpatrick Memorial Gallery's Artist Market and Gift Show this Saturday, November 17th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in historic downtown Wetumpka. Choose from original art in oil and acrylic, handmade items perfect for gift-giving, jewelry and pottery items, beautiful art at affordable prices. Meet the local artists and enjoy a great time of shopping Saturday, November 17th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Kelly Museum in downtown Wetumpka, 408 South Main Street.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
Marguerite's is your personal jeweler. Marguerite's is a real professional jewelry store. We've been in this business for over 50 years. We've traveled worldwide. We've had factories worldwide. We've consulted with jewelers worldwide. And we've designed and marketed all throughout the world. Marguerite, Benji, and Lyle bring a unique ability to Marguerite's, and it's going to transcend into your jewelry. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the highest quality, the best design, and at the best money. Located in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in a community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Thank you for calling the Health Insurance Annual Enrollment Helpline. Your call is very important to us, so please stay on the line. In fact, your call is so important, your wait time is just 45 minutes. All of our agents are currently busy with other customers. Please continue to hold. Okay, we only have two agents taking calls for the entire network, so you're pretty much screwed. But you have to sign up or you won't be covered. So please, stay on the line. Your wait time is now 47 minutes. Thank you for your patience. Your call is very important to us.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird.
That turkey can suck.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
This segue is simply a coincidence going from the turkey sound effects to William B.
What's up? How are you?
Hey, it's me again. Look, I just wanted to apologize for Rich. It sounds like all the snow calls are getting under his skin a little bit.
That's okay.
I was just goofing around.
No, it's no problem. I'm just everybody thinks that we're missing the fact that it's snow. Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
Tell you what it is. It's definitely, with the wind chill, colder now than it was at 5 in the morning.
Mid-20 wind chills right now, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not taken wrong at all.
So don't worry about it.
But people think that we don't know it's snowing. And
we do.
And it's minor, it's a novelty, and who cares?
Yeah, well, you know, I know you're locked in the attic, so, you know.
Yeah, we're the boys in the attic. Yeah. Stephen King read a novel about that?
I think
Thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it.
Aerosmith did a song.
Yeah, but there is
Toys in the Attic, but yeah.
Oh.
Boys in
Not
the
Boys
attic.
In the Attic.
Wait a minute. There is a book about the attic that somebody wrote.
Yeah. So, I'm sure. There's been a lot of books.
I know. I think I read it. Flowers in the Attic, something... I don't know. drugs in the attic.
Drugs in the attic. That's why the boys are in the attic, right?
We're going to stop by and visit on this very, very brisk morning. Eddie from Prattville Farm Center. How are you, my friend?
Hey. I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Great.
We're good. Got the pre-emerge down on the lawn. I expect to have a...
You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We thought we lost you because of the snow.
I thought the snow knocked
out
your power line.
Yeah,
it's not that bad. We were able to make it to work this morning, believe it or not.
I believe you.
You guys don't sell salt there, do you? I'm just asking.
Yeah,
for a
we do. We sell salt, and that'd be great for de-icing those things.
You know what? I'm going to need to get a bag of that because last year, climbing up the back here on that cement with ice, no thanks.
So cement.
I will, next time I'm out, I'll pick up a bag of that.
Yes, sir.
What else are you moving today? You got great, the freshest and bestest dog food at an awesome price.
Yes, sir. We've got several varieties. We got River Run, good price on that, and one of the economy brands, and we've got anything on up to the highest quality you could hope for in our Victor line.
And also, I mean, they cater to the equestrian community locally there. Not just for farmers, even though it's called Prattville Farm Center. It is the place to go and get things that will help your lawn, get rid of what you don't want growing, and then flourish with what you do, which is nice, beautiful, thick grass.
Let me mention, while you mentioned the equestrian things, now this cold weather, we've got turnouts and blankets and all for those horses. So we want to take care of the horses this time of year, so we've got the blankets for any size horse you need and turnouts that are weatherproof, so that's needful right now.
Interesting tools that are helpful in planting and things like that. In fact, I dare say, if you know somebody who loves gardening, who might appreciate a beautiful birdhouse, they've got some incredible choices and some unique gift suggestions there that make gardening easier as well. And it's also where I get my shampoo, the Mane and Tail. I just bought a gallon when I was out there the week before last, so I'll be good for a few months with beautifully washed hair, and it works.
Washed
hair. Eddie, give us your location and hours.
All right. We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive here in Prattville. We're here from 7 until 6, Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday, and we're closed on Sunday.
Because everybody's in church. We appreciate
you,
Eddie.
We try to please Christ here. That's one thing that I'm proud to work here, because Randy lets us exercise our faith, and it's a good place to work.
You are right. No, he lives by the golden rule, because he's all about creating relationships and not just selling stuff.
Yes, sir. He instills that in all his employees, that we treat others as we would have them to treat us.
Eddie, thank you for a beautiful testimonial. That was nice.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
Thank you. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialist.
The best news is that the rain area has left the state. It is over in Georgia right now and moving away, and that's good news. The airport officially had 3.67 inches when you add up all the rain from the last 3 days. Over on the east side, I had 3.64 at my house. Some of you had more than 4 inches of rain. I know some folks that had close to 5 inches over the last 3 days. It's been cabin fever and still cloudy out there this morning and cold. And it's raw with that 11-mile-an-hour wind right now, adding insult to injury. I mean, we're in the mid-30s now. We'll be in the high temperature today, barely up to about 44. So it's going to seem cold. But later on, we think there'll be enough solar energy to melt through the clouds. And I'm confident it may not happen. It may take a while for it to happen, but eventually some sunshine will filter through later on. With the low tonight down to about 30, it's going to be a widespread freeze across the area. First freeze of the season, freeze warning in effect, and widespread frost also expected after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, abundant sunshine. And after that cold start, nice recovery. High around 58, down to 37 tomorrow night. Saturday and Sunday, beautiful fall days with a high around 65. 67 on Sunday for a high. Even Monday and Tuesday, mid-60s with sunshine. Really looks nice well into Thanksgiving week. Right now, there have been a few flakes of snow in the area, just a novelty effect. Winds out of the west-northwest at 11. Temperature is 34. Wind chill factor 26, now at 845.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Joe D.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. Tell us.
Hi.
I just wanted to give you a quick weather report. I was just leaving Fraser, and it's flurrying outside Fraser right now. So
it's snow flurrying outside Fraser?
Yep. Got a couple flurries coming down. So.
Wow, so they're just, that's Atlanta Highway, just a couple of miles north. I was downstairs a few minutes ago and hadn't flurried here yet. I want to see my flurries.
That's right. I'm a Yankee too, Greg, so don't worry about it.
I appreciate it.
I need my snow.
Yeah, I know. It was. I look back on January 17th as sort of a culmination. Yeah. It was the payoff. Wait a long time for that. Have a great day, my friend. All right. We are. By the way, if this heavy snow today damaged your roof, call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009.
Because I haven't slapped anybody yet today.
Snap out of it.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
However, the kind of winds and chill I was just experiencing out there, if that seems to be coming in from, like your heater can't keep up with it, could be you have developed with your house settling and so forth, cracks in the roof or shingles where the air can get in. Now, that does not mean you need to replace your roof. It just means you need to have it chemically treated so that stops. And Jones Brothers can do that. They've been around for seven decades because people trust them, and they should, because their reputation is based on honest assessment of the issue at hand and a cost-effective solution. Now, if you do need your roof replaced, they're the people to call. They guarantee their work, and even on their website, jbroof.com, they show you examples of roofs they redid to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. Again, that's 800-264-8009, or visit jbroof.com. Wonderful.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
It's flurrying in Titus.
Yep.
Titus.
Yes. I know. Listen, I'm on my way to get some milk and bread.
All right. You go get it, wonderful.
Absolutely. We all have a good day.
Thanks.
That was funny.
It was. Our Morning Maroon nominees next.
Data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
I mentioned this earlier this morning, and a tweet that I just got on my feed made it even more electrifying. The arrest of Michael Avenatti, of course, was the one behind all the fake witnesses against Brett Kavanaugh in that contentious hearing. Some of those people are expected to be indicted, by the way. But the Candace Owens, who is one of my favorite conservative commentators, says, conservative news, Michael Avenatti was just arrested for felony domestic violence. Liberal news, Michael Avenatti just became qualified to become the Attorney General of Minnesota. For those of you who pay attention, you know that the DNC co-chair, Keith Ellison, has been charged with that, but got elected to the position anyway. The Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, I have no idea what they're putting in the water up there, but it can't be good. And by the way, Mr. Electric can handle any, I mean, from lighting to safety. They're doing, we're going to get the Rich Thomas doorbell. Mr. Electric is going to install it.
Oh, cool. Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, but, because I was inspired by you. We're having our outdoor outlet moved so we can open the front door when we plug in our holiday decorations. And anything involving an install, improvement, if you're hearing a humming sound somewhere, lights flickering without assistance, make sure that your place is safe. Panel checkups, they do it all at Mr. Electric, including whole home standby generators. So if we do, in fact, get another January 17th kind of event and the power is cut to your house, it kicks right in and you'll stay comfortable and, in that case, even safe. They do under cabinet lighting, ceiling fan installations, light fixture installs, you name it. These are master electricians, the very best. Great team of people. When they say that they'll be at 1 o'clock, they'll be there at 12:59. And they come in with their own welcome mat, get their shoes off. They clean any debris from an install. They are the best. You now have that go-to electrician, Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. Former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Well, Avenatti's got to be one of them. I mean, you know, when you build your reputation on representing women who have been wrong,
then rut-row.
Yeah, it's bad for business when you go out and you get charged with the very thing that you've been accusing others of. So he's nominee number one. Number two, 28-year-old Keith Cavalier of Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh, Gulfport!
This past Saturday, rammed his pickup truck into a county courthouse.
Okay.
When the cops got there, he told them he did it on purpose.
Oh.
Because he figured it would be the best way to get their attention so he could report a crime.
Oh, good.
The crime he wanted to report was the theft of his drug paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm.
What? It, these people?
No doubt the judge said,
you on drugs?
He was charged with DUI and malicious mischief.
Did he get their attention, I wonder?
Yeah, nobody was hurt in the crash, but the building was damaged. I have a feeling his insurance rates will probably go up.
Boy, you better have a better one than that if
I
so
may.
Far.
I just might. Now check this guy out. The New York Jets are not having a good season.
Mm-mm.
Not exactly breaking news. That's every year since 1969 and Joe Namath. 57-year-old Christopher Gray Schock from West Milford, New Jersey, was pulled over Sunday at 5 p.m. after he rear-ended another car. When the cops got there, they gave him a sobriety test, and in the middle of the test, he said, I am drunk, and I drank too much because the Jets suck. They had lost 41-10 to Buffalo, which is really embarrassing. He was arrested and hit with several charges. A little audio from TV.
Jets fans probably felt like they needed a drink after last weekend's embarrassing loss to the Bills, but police say a New Jersey man actually blamed his DWI arrest on the Jets. Officers say 57-year-old Chris Grayshock of West Milford was staggering and smelling of alcohol after an accident on Route 23 in Wayne. Police say Grayshock admitted to rear-ending a car, eventually failing a field sobriety test where he stated, I drank too much because the Jets suck. Police then placed him under arrest.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I just said. But
well, that's no way to act, because if that was the way to act, everybody in Cleveland, Ohio would have been drunk for the last few years.
Right. Or maybe Auburn fans locally. You know, had a couple of tough Saturdays. Well, I owe you one for that. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here before I run for my life?
Yeah.
Didn't you say you Didn't you just say to me the other day that you were now into the preseason WNBA? You did. So, who do you want to vote for in this one?
Greg Pudil.
What an idiot.
Yeah, you spend over 2.5 years cultivating a friendship. And then you throw it out the window with one stupid, ignorant comment about Auburn.
What a maroon. Oh, yeah. What an ignoramus.
I'll tell you what. Just for that, I'll make BLTs every day next week. Will that get me back in your good graces?
It's class? Thanksgiving.
Yes, yeah, so you don't have to make it for 3 days.
Oh, look at this. Our Bark Box is coming today, says Informed Delivery, which is really cool.
Don't try to find something to unite you guys.
No, but Mr. Big here, Mr. Big and Bailey, they got their Bark Box yesterday. I'm just saying. All right. The Busticam News and Views has arrived. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning whenever we get here.
He raised me, 2 dogs, and most of the neighborhood. Dad's my hero. So when it was my turn to care for him, I was thankful Kindred was there to help.
If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through care options and locations that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medication management, and more, all in the comfort of home. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had 2 listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Gone are the days of consistently having your carpets cleaned. That means no more pet stains and no more messes. Mohawk Smart Strand for